Please be seated. I know I've told this story 100 times, but I'm going to keep repeating it because for me it's so profound. It is a story about Helen Keller. She was being interviewed by a reporter in London, and the reporter was truly in awe of everything that she had accomplished despite all of her disabilities. And with the best of intentions, he asked her if she thought that there was anything that could possibly be worse than when one loses their sight. Her response was immediate. She said, "Well, of course there's something worse than losing your sight. It's when you lose your vision." It's easy to confuse the two, isn't it? Sight gives us a perspective, a look at the way things are. Vision, though, offers something greater, because I think vision points to the possibility of what can be. And the difference is important, very important. And that difference is what I believe our gospel lesson is all about. And it's in that place, I think, where we can best come to understand our friend Bartimaeus from today's gospel lesson. It has been said that the story of faith begins in darkness. It begins in emptiness. It begins with raw need. It begins in that place where you just can't take it anymore, where you've had enough, where you are no longer willing or able to keep silent. Have you ever been at such a point? Have you ever been there? Well, of course you have. We all have. "Shut up, Bartimaeus." "No," he says, and he shouts even louder. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to that place? And have you ever considered that that might be where we can get the clearest vision of what faith can look like? A faith that is eager and needy and assertive and hopeful and persistent and risky and raw. How often do we all feel like we are required to keep silent? How often do we all feel like we're called to act, to keep our voices down, lest there be something that might disrupt our controlled and contrived little worlds? Lest there be some statement we make that might tear apart those things we build to keep out what or who we don't want to see or hear or acknowledge? And how often do we, whether we realize it or not, try to silence others, just like those good folks in Jericho did? Try to silence others somehow convinced that their cries for mercy are not worthy of God's attention. Have you ever been there? That point? Have you ever reached that kind of breaking point? Can you even see yourself standing alongside of Bartimaeus, refusing to bite your tongue? Well, be careful before you say yes, even because that's what you're supposed to say. Chances are that Bartimaeus didn't smell all that pleasant. Professional beggars and chronic homelessness seldom does. His hair was probably messed up and mangled. There was probably food caught in that greasy beard. His clothes were no doubt tattered, and his bare feet probably filthy. "Shut up, Bartimaeus," the good church folks of Jericho tell him. "No, I will not," he says. And in my mind, and I don't know why, but in my mind, Bartimaeus is shorter than Jesus. And when he finally reaches him, I could picture his extended hands, just like Helen Keller at the water pump, feeling Jesus' arms and face, his eyes and nose. And then I could picture him standing back with his mouth wide open, realizing that he'd just touched the face of God. "Shut up, Bartimaeus. I will not," he says. And why aren't you shouting to the top of your lungs, Son of David, have mercy on me? You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I grow a bit weary of biting my tongue. I get tired of sometimes feeling like I walk a fine line between truth-telling and putting my hand over my mouth. And believe me, hear me, I'm not talking about the hot-button political or social issues of the day. God knows when it comes to that, more people need to shut up. I'm talking about things that are really important. Things that are really important in this life that we share together. I'm talking about truth. I'm talking about the truth that acknowledges a faith that is about God doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And out of dumbstruck gratitude, our doing for God when only human beings can do. I'm talking about a truth that won't be silenced, even when we know it's going to be rejected. I'm talking about a truth that no one wants to hear. Shut up, Bartimaeus. I will not. Because there is a world around us that needs to hear what it sounds like when we say something as if our lives depended on it. The important things. The things that truly matter. Things like proclaiming by word and example the good news of God in Christ. Things like seeking and serving Christ in all persons and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Things like striving for justice and peace among all people and respecting the dignity of every human being. Shut up, Bartimaeus. I will not. But be careful. Be careful, because such a radical faith will often lead us to places we would just as soon not go. I want to see, Bartimaeus says, but to see with the healing power of Jesus' touch is to see the real world, not just the one we've created, a world full of joy and incredible goodness, but also a world full of pain and sin and evil. To see with the new eyes of Bartimaeus is to see all the beauty and the wonder and grace of God's brilliant and breathtaking creation. But it's also to see the cruelty and the greed and the prejudice that God's own children have produced, sometimes in God's own holy name. Remember this. Bartimaeus followed Jesus from that day forward. And no doubt he encountered incredible and never before seen beauty along the way. But their destination was dark and evil. Their destination was a cross on a hill and a bitter execution. When we ask for new sight, we got to be prepared for changed vision, for letting go of the fears and myths that have narrowed our living for too long. Because we are all Bartimaeus in one way or another. We've all been blind in some way or another and have somehow had our sight restored. We've all are Bartimaeus, sitting by the roadside begging, in darkness and in need of healing. We are all Bartimaeus. Having gained our sight, joining in with that ragtag group of seekers on their way to Jerusalem, who have nothing more in common than a shared vision of one who preached of greater things. It is a vision that does not require perfect sight, but that points beyond what can be seen. Shut up, Bartimaeus. I will not. Have you ever been to that point? Well, why not? God love you. Amen.